My view is that the airstrikes are a rational and reasonable response to the situation. I say that with a great deal of reluctance. I am not thrilled that we are dabbling again in those regions, but I'm not sure we have much choice. Clearly the risk, and I said this when I voted in favor of the resolution, is that we will, in effect, train another group like ISIS to arise in 2 or 3 years. But unfortunately, I think the current state of the Middle East, that is going to happen. So you run the risk of not stopping a very barbaric group of people doing horrific things or doing nothing. There is not a middle ground on this. So I voted in favor of it. I am opposed to boots on the ground. I think if we're going to have boots on the ground, it needs to be soldiers from the surrounding countries, in theory at least our allies in the region, need to be putting the troops on the ground. Some of my colleagues who have significant military experience have indicated that they supported the airstrikes because they believe that what we will be able to do is shut down the supply lines into ISIS, and that process will prevent them, obviously, from getting all types of supplies, but in particular, ammunition, as well as spare parts to repair the equipment that they've seized in Syria and Iraq. So I think that there's a reasonable approach going on here, but it's going to take time for us to figure out whether or not it's working and whether or not there are any other alternatives.
You said that we might be able to control or take out the supply lines for ISIS right now, but it may cause problems in the future. Are we actually curbing the Islamic State now and placing a future danger, or are we creating a clear and present danger?
Well, that's a very good and fair question. My analysis that I've gone through leads me to the conclusion that you have to do something to stop ISIS. Is there risk their response will be intensified? I think there is. Is there risk that we might destroy ISIS and create another group? I think that there is. Unfortunately, I don't see any other option. If you sit and do nothing, then you're left with a group of people who are marauders traveling through that area of the world. I think we have to take some steps. However, I am vehemently against putting our troops on the ground.
How important do you feel the initial cooperation in the airstrikes by other Arab countries are?
I think it's critical, not only for the practical aspects of it, meaning they're bringing pilots and aircraft, but psychologically it is telling groups like ISIS, to some extent Assad, the folks in Iran, that there is a line that they can't cross before their Arab neighbors will step in to stop them.
Should Congress step in at any point here?
Absolutely. I think that Congress needs to be involved in this. Over the last 30 years, we've ceded much authority to the executive, and I think Congress needs to take that back so that there are debates about these issues and that constituents can express their concerns to members of Congress as the debate is going on, and it will allow us to form a better result and a better resolve.
What are the odds of that during the election season?
Well, I think unlikely. Mr. Boehner announced that he wanted to push off any vote to next year. That's a political calculation, I believe, because the Republicans believe they'll retain control of the House and potentially get control of the Senate. I think that that is really not responsible because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 60 days that could cause us to have to take some position. Well, actually, the next 90 days. Congress, if necessary, needs to be involved in the decision-making before the start of the new Congress on January 2nd.
Moving on to another item, Eric Holder has announced that he's resigning. Were you surprised to hear that the Attorney General is leaving the administration?
No, actually, most cabinet secretaries stay for a term. He stayed considerably longer than that. The demands on people's time and energy is extreme. So it's certainly reasonable, from my perspective, that he would choose to resign now.
It's late in the administration. How difficult do you think it's going to be for the president to find a replacement?
oh, I think that they'll be able to find someone willing to serve for a couple of years. This is an important job. You have great influence on the president in terms of providing the president with information and opinions, and you're part of the decision-making process. So I think many people who have an interest in public service would be willing to do that job.
Now, I know that you're in the House and the confirmation is done by the Senate, but what do you expect to see? Do you anticipate it's going to be very partisan?
I don't think it'll be smooth. However, I do think that they will be successful in getting a candidate confirmed. And I think the candidate to be confirmed is going to have to be someone who has a history of moderate stances on a wide selection of issues.
Democrat Bill Owen sits on the House Appropriations Committee and the subcommittees on defense and homeland security. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.